Well, Angela Pihibelis was asked to sing a waiata at the recent Waitangi Day dawn service. Just sing. But due to the huge amount of traffic going into Waitangi on that morning, she was late and just made it there in time and didn't quite get the memo that she was just to sing. And when she did get up to share her song, she briefly but powerfully also shared her testimony. Those who were at the service told me it was a special moment, as the reality of a God that can come in and change our lives for good was revealed, and the amazing grace when we turn to Him. Now, you probably saw the coverage of the politicians reading scripture, some even praying, if you can call it that, but maybe not this. So let's watch it together. Angela sings "I Will Rescue You" by Lauren Daigle. But first she spoke. And remember, this is in front of political leaders, the media, and the nation.
Kia ora whānau. The waiata I'm about to sing is called Rescue. And I stand here as one who needed that. I needed rescuing. I was an alcoholic. I was suffering and trauma. And I needed rescuing. And I don't know who out here needs rescuing today, right now. But if that's you, accept Jesus into your heart, because that's what I did. And He took me, and He healed me. I didn't pick up another bottle for over 18 years. 18 years. And nothing else was going to help me. Only Jesus could do what He did for me. Give my children back. Send me over to the Philippines. Get a degree. I wasn't meant to do any of that. But because of His saving grace, I did. So all I can do is encourage anyone here, no matter who you think you are. If you want freedom, Jesus is the only one that can give it to you. There's freedom in this world, but there's freedom indeed, and He's the one that gives you freedom indeed. And that's what we all long for. There's things in this world that can't give us that. We can fight as long as we want. But it won't give us that freedom indeed. You are not hidden. There's never a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen, I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to fight. In the middle of the darkest night, it's true, I will rescue you. There is no distance that cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter, I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to fight. Stop searching to reach you in the middle of the hardest fight. It's true, I will rescue you. I hear you whisper underneath your breath, and I hear you whisper, you have nothing.
Yeah, awesome. I contacted Angela just to get permission to promote this clip, and she said this to me. She wrote this, "Yeah, I did miss the debrief time at 4:30, as was held up at length behind a huge line of cars. I only just caught a bus transporting people from the top car park to the Marae. We were given a scripted program of which speakers spoke parts, scriptures, historic stories, etc. It wasn't until after I sat down from sharing that an organizer I was sitting next to whispered in my ear, 'Oh no, that speaker has gone off the program. He's not meant to be saying that.' And that's when I realized I probably shouldn't or wasn't meant to share outside the song. And I get it. Imagine all the speakers could share what they wanted." Having said that, the church leader who invited her did give the thumbs up after I sat down, and I took that as Father God saying, "Well done," and all fear of breaking protocol left me. I felt led by the Holy Spirit who was pouring himself out upon our nation. I'd really like that the nation would know there is a God who would rescue them in a moment. In just one cry for help, one plea to Jesus, and he would come to their rescue. Even those he has placed in governance and authority. Yes, they too need Jesus. Well, the political leaders you saw there, the Governor General, the Prime Minister, the media, and the nation certainly heard that message on Waitangi Day this year, didn't they? Even if it wasn't on the program, God can move in mysterious ways.